Podtacular Update, Episode 18 for the week of October 24th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, here we are with another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm FumoJive.
And I'm Spelt Check.
And I am back from vacation.
Yay! I'm glad that you're back. Had to go a week without you, and I had to do a show without anybody last week. It was fun.
Killer, man. Well, I'm back, we're back, and no more Welcome Back Cotter music. But
I like that.
Bummer.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, so ready to get some shows out here.
Yeah, man.
Well, starting off with some update stuff, we have been having kind of a clan showdown here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like there's kind of a battle for minor clan match levels among our five clans here. And so far, Pod 2 is in the lead with 18. So, right on, Spellcheck and your team.
Yeah.
Looks like Pod 5 is closing up behind them with level 14. Pod 1, that's us, over at level 13. And Podtacular 3 at 10, Podtacular 4 at level 9. So, yeah, keep up the good work, Podtacular 2, all you guys that are making that happen. And let's see if anyone from the other clans can dethrone them, man.
No, you can't. You can't do it. You can't stop me. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but on the last post, the Map of the Week and Very Official Notice post, posted a very special heartwarming comment about Gemini Ace. As you may have noticed, his wife went into labor early and she can't work and kind of having some major troubles. And we have a link on podtacular.com to his PayPal account, and if you could help him out, it'd be great.
Yeah, it turns out their son was born on Sunday the 16th in critical condition, so congratulations to them. But at the same time, let's pray that, you know, kiddo makes it okay, because that can be rough if it's such an early birth and everything. The thing is, he's you know, his wife was working until that point. She went into labor early, so she couldn't work, and they had trouble, you know, making bills. So he sent us an email because he was just running out of options. And, you know, we put it up there, and so far, you know, people have donated. It's really awesome. I think it's awesome that you guys are really coming together on that and, you know, just helping a brother out, you know, and just when things are rough for him. So it's cool that, you know, we don't want someone to go out on the street or something when we can do something about it, so... Pretty cool.
On a slightly lighter note, Team Hardcore is out.
Woo!
And it's hard because, you know, the leveling system is not really to a fair extent yet. If you're playing like a level 2 game, you've been playing with 50s because they're still trying to get up to.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? Is so, that, like,
yeah.
Since everybody starts out as a level 1 there, you get up on the levels, you play with people that are really good.
So alt standbyers, so they're just starting to get up there. All the modders are still getting up, so it's kind of hard.
Oh, you know? Yeah. That's true. That's true.
All the bridgers.
Speaking of that stuff, man, it's getting out of control lately, eh?
I know. I played on Saturday, like 3 games in a row, all standbyers.
Jeez, man.
Standbyers, modders, and bad people.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, we were saying how when you get above level 30... it's just modders everywhere, and you know, standbars and bridgers and all that crap. And below level 20, it's D-levelers and D-rankers and stuff. So it's like, you got to stay between 20 and 30 to have a decent game, it seems like, which
25,
sucks.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, but don't D-level, you guys. That's stupid, because that screws the rest of your team. So
it is very retarded.
Just play and, you know, do the best you can. And if you run into modders, hopefully that'll kick you down to lower level where you don't run into so many modders.
So, yeah, but, you know, tomorrow, or maybe today, or perhaps yesterday, but October 24th, okay, Xbox Live is down, so you can't play.
Yeah, so how was your day without Xbox Live? Did you guys sketch out? Did you freak out?
I'd flip out. I seriously would if I tried to get on. I couldn't get it to work. I thought it'd be like, it'd probably get...
Would you like go into convulsions and stuff?
Convulsions.
Have a schizoid embolism?
Start shaking violently.
No!
I don't know what the changes are going to do. I know that's going to add the gamer card feature.
Yeah, man.
Xbox.com.
Yeah, that reminds me about the whole matchmaking system with the new 360, how all the live games are going to be matchmade and all that stuff, that sounds pretty cool.
Yes.
It's sweet that they're going to kind of be taking up on the way Halo 2 has done things. With all the live games are going to have, you'll have levels, it seems, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the way it's going to do, with you'll be matchmade against people of similar skill, and also, you'll be, with the gamer zones, they'll try to matchmake you with people that are kind of in the same type of gaming, and with the feedback, you'll be able to be matchmade against, for instance, people that are cheaters that have a lot of feedback about that will be matchmade with other people of similar feedback, and people that are racists and, you know, potty mouths and stuff, they'll be matched with people like that. So eventually that'll even out and you won't be matchmade with that many racists and cheaters anymore. Yay!
Stupid racist cheaters. They're the worst.
Or racist cheaters, that's the word, yeah.
Those racist standbyers? Oh, man, they make me so mad.
Yeah, really.
yeah. They drive me bonkers.
Bonkers.
Based on a true story. Anyways. Spartan 458 said it's weird to be fighting with no gun.
No, that's from that's from the DOA 4.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, DOA 4. Got a Spartan in it. Spartan 458. I think it's a girl, apparently, according to popular speculation.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the screenshots, do a search for Spartan 458 screenshots or something. Check it out.
Or ask me nicely and I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
Contactlesspellcheck@gmail.com.
It's kind of weird, though. It's like, you know, there's a Spartan fighting on the big gunship that's orbiting Earth with a ninja and stuff, and I'm trying to imagine the Spartan doing, like, a spinning roundhouse kick, ka-cha, against a ninja, you know, on the big gun with Covenant borders on the side. Is just a little strange.
Well, you can even play on the Cairo station as a level, apparently, according to some screenshots.
Hmm. That's what I'm talking about, though, the Cairo station, yeah. The big gun station. But, yeah, I was looking at that, and it's like, yeah, but, you know, it's like 10-hit combo, uppercut, you know, roundhouse kick and stuff, and it's like, that's what seems kind of weird to me. You're doing, like, hand-to-hand combat with a Spartan, but whatever. Maybe it'll work out.
Okay. yeah. That game looks cool, though. It's kind of actually...
The graphics look amazing, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of taste. A little bit of taste of the frosting that is Halo 3, maybe? The kind of graphics we can expect from Spartan lookalike?
Possibly. Because they always, you know, considering they only have two characters on the screen at the same time, they always really jack up the graphics in those fighting games these days. So.
Yeah, at least we'd hope so.
Yeah, they should, right? Yeah, really.
Yes.
So what else here?
Feel the Thunder's back. That's always nice.
Yeah.
He's invited pretty much everyone he could to Podtacular 05, which is the highest ranked.
Or it was. It was the highest ranked Podtacular client.
That's not true. No, Podtacular 2 is the best. If you've requested an invite, you know, please accept it. I've got like 50. I need that. If you do not accept them before Wednesday, you're gonna get canceled. So if you have an invite pending, go check it, or else I will cancel it. Because I know there's a lot of people that want to get in Podtacular 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, and please note, 15s. You need to be 15 in something, please. And I know there's people that don't play big team or don't play skirmish, and they got like 27s and stuff, and I can understand that. But, okay, if you're under 15, we will kick you. No questions asked. We need to make room.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and some...
No modders either.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
No modders, no cheaters, and if you de-rank, it's the same thing, guys. We don't like that because it screws the rest of your team, so... Same deal. De-ranking, not allowed in our clans.
Pod 5 is kind of saying maybe they should make people under 20 peons. This is, well...
Not a bad idea.
Let's see how that works out. It might...
Who knows? So, in other news, Fool You Ain't Black had to resign from doing Podtacular show notes, unfortunately. The guy's amazing. has done such a great job, and we wish him all the best. And
salute you.
So a fond farewell to him. In the meantime, Apot Dart is doing...
Spot Dart.
Is that what it is? A little
Spot
spelling error there.
Grab some shows for us.
Oh, well. But he's been doing an awesome job on those show notes. He's been doing transcriptions on some of the shows, which is amazing. Or in some cases, you know, summarizing as well when it just gets too crazy for transcriptions. So awesome with that. And who's back? Who's back? Zanzas is back. I was waiting for you to come back on that one. That's all right.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Zanzas. He's back from South Africa because of some kind of, you know, something out of his control that they sent him back. Wasn't anything bad, but so he's...
He had his leg shot off.
Injured in the war at age 16. But he's back, and he's back in the UK, and rocking the house, getting back on Podtacular TV crew, and joining up with that. Speaking of which, Podtacular TV, I keep segueing into everything. Yeah, they are getting things going, guys. There's been a few delays on some of the stuff with Podtacular TV. But they're working on it, and they're recording some episodes. We're gonna have a separate website for them as well, and it's gonna be good. So hang in there. It'll be out soon, and you know, does this with his mad skills in video editing and stuff. It's gonna be solid. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's also a lot of drama about the three to one show ratio. We, you know, four people used to complain to them, they're too long, and now there's too many. It's the same time, okay, guys? You know, there's not too many, okay?
Yeah.
We're just not going to please everyone here, okay? But we'll try and tweak it a little bit to get our flow going. And, you know, to get all the detailed junkies happy with the episode naming convention, which we think we kind of got it down now. It just sounds like as many people like to change it, you know? So, you can vote on the sidebar at botsecular.com. And while you're there, vote for us for Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it's like up just a little bit. It's like an inch up. You know, it's not easy. You just send your email and confirm it. That's it.
Right on. Speaking of which, I thought this was funny, too, from Roman Craig. He posted this in the podtecker.com in the comments there. He said, in response to something Decidus said, he said, "You tell him, Decidus, seriously, stop the bitching and just enjoy the show. If you hate the new format so much, I hear there's another cool Halo podcast at shutthehellupyouwhiningnoob.com." So that was kind of funny.
I love that show. I'm subscribed.
Yeah, man, it's pretty awesome.
God, they even got my Podcast Alley vote.
Yeah. Sweet. And hey, just so you guys know, by the way, a little side note is that Podcast Alley, you can actually vote for multiple podcasts on that. You don't have to like just vote for one in a month. So don't.
You can just vote for us.
Yeah, if you want, but it doesn't mean you can't vote for other ones.
And you want to?
Yes, you do. So what else we got here? Man, we got a lot of news.
We do have a lot of news. Stop asking for invites to Pod 1 and Pod 2. We're full. Full. I'll make some room, though, because I got some people I need to take off because they're not accepting invites.
Yeah. I mean, we'll try to accommodate, you know, what we've had so far with people that want to get into Pod 1 and Pod 2, but, you know, from now on, just don't even bother, seriously, because it's just...
We'll just take whatever we get.
If you get into a Podtacular clan, then that's a good thing, but, you know... Don't push your luck trying to get into one and two because it's just. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way it goes. Let me see here.
Death Drummer. I think that's the next one.
Yeah, he mentions that he just caught onto our podcast this week and obviously started with number one there. He noticed that we weren't sure of how there would be less swearing in the 360. And this is kind of what we're talking about is that. He read the feedback system is going to be so heavily relied on that when people leave, say, swearing feedback, that if someone gets enough of that kind of feedback, they're shifted into their own category, so to speak. So basically, you know, cussing people that cuss constantly and stuff will play with the same type of people, and cheaters will play with cheaters, and he mentions most importantly, racists will play with racists. And, yeah, So that's cool. It's kind of a repeat of what we were talking about before, but whatever. Got a little bit of confirmation there, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. The N-word's a bad word. Don't say it because I'm not black. It doesn't offend me, but it still offends me because I'm not black, but it's bad. And the two cheat guys on Wikipedia. Yep.
Yeah, dude. So we got a Wikipedia page now, so you can look up Podtacular on Wikipedia.
Go to en.wikipedia.org and, you know, search for Podtacular, and you'll see that it's the coolest site ever. What it says. I don't know, it doesn't say that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome, thanks, though, Tucci.
It's better than not being there at all, though, so.
Definitely. Well, yeah, so, Doom, the movie, came out. And why do we mention this?
Movie. and hold on, how did Doom, the movie, do in theaters this weekend? Yep, it bombed. got one star by Ebert. It's not the feel-good movie of the year. Not the first must-see movie of the year. In fact, I don't think it did very good at all. Back to you.
And back to our regularly scheduled program here. No, but this. Why is this interesting? Why does this have anything to do with us? Because, Halo movie's coming out eventually, and.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
The
Spellcheck
of the Doom movie foreshadowing the Halo movie?
You know, I don't think it will, because I think with Peter Jackson and the crew and all the money that's being thrown at the Halo movie, I think it's going to break out of the trash bin of video game movies. But could be wrong, but
I don't know.
Sure,
Mario Bros. Is a really good movie.
You know, you got Tomb Raider and yes. You got Mortal Kombat and.
No, both Mortal Kombat movies. You forgot the both of them. And Resident Evil movies weren't that bad.
I liked the first one. I didn't even see the second one. I gotta check it out, but... In any case, we'll hope...
X-Men video games, does that count?
No. Not any more than Punisher and Spider-Man and everything, but...
Darn it. Those are games based on movies.
Captain America. Ooh! Phantom. Those are lame ones. But...
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully Halo is better than all these, and it actually breaks out of the mold of crappy video game movies.
Yep, hopefully. And also, at the last part of our news section, I'm going to be... we have a new segment you can start submitting stuff to. It's going to be like, really, just what did you not like about Halo 2? I mean, what was some stuff you really just didn't care for, or just thought it could be better? This is going to be part of a new section we like to call Bungee Jumping.
Yeah.
So you can submit those via email to podchackler@gmail.com, and you can save us some time. Make the subject bungee jumping when you submit those. Hmm?
Yeah.
Or you can call us in a voicemail with those, and that's 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yes, and once again, although we've mentioned it before, we are not in Seattle. Even though that's a Seattle area code, it's based on, you know, it's a voicemail thing to email and all that stuff. Yeah. So. All right, so on to some web resources.
Yeah.
Looks like, first off, we got one from Schmads, which is a weird name. But he tells us about a new Bungie.net group, All Hail OS. And this group is dedicated to the Not-So-Common Sense guide over at halo.bungie.org. And as you may know, the author is Oversworn, which is, you know, hence the OS part of All Hail OS. And this Bungie.net chapter will have discussions about, you know, Not So Common Sense, Major League Gaming, etc. So if you want to check it out, feel free. You can be a part of multiple Bungie.net groups. So you can be a part of Podtacular Crew and that one.
Yep. Also here we got one from Krekinator. He says... h2stats.blogspot.com, and he'll post your stats in a little flash Siggy Mbobby thing for free.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of cool, so you can check it out on there. Also, there is a MLG Pwncast, and this is pretty cool. This is a MLG Rules podcast, and we're actually probably going to verse these guys pretty soon. And Overswarm was a guest host on the, I think on the last episode. So, you know, check them out. They're specifically talking about stuff that has MLG rules and things like that. So, pretty cool podcast.
Yeah. Jet_pilot people who use underscores, yeah, they're noobs. Anyways,
oh, man.
He says,
that's yeah, cool, man.
I'm harsh today.
Yeah.
He loves how the show is divided up, thankfully. A new site, Halo 2, Glitchers and Some Challenges, is run by his friend, JD1204, and that is http://halo2-glitches.com.
Yeah. Thanks for the HTTP part.
But his bandwidth has exceeded for the month, so...
Ooh. Ouch. That sucks. Yeah, thanks for the HTTP part, man. I wouldn't have figured that part out.
Oh, yeah. It's the loser www. I want to make sure.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, we also have HaloAder.com, HaloAder.com, and that's a pretty cool stats site. You guys have probably been to some of the other ones they have out there, and... what is it? Carnage Stats. Carnage Stats and Halo.
And Halo.
Yeah, that one. That's pretty cool. If they, they just keep running out of users because of it's just killing their server if they get too many users.
Oh man.
Oh, that site is awesome. Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. But HaloAder is another one. If you guys can't get on the junk.ws one, there's also a new Halo 2 stats aggregator out there, which is something you'd have to install on a web server if you have a Halo 2 site. But if you're into that stuff, just search for Halo 2 Stats Aggregator and you'll find it.
H2SA.
That one, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah, you do need your own server. And you can go get it over at www.m-williams. I think that's a hyphen, yeah. m-williams.org/h2sa/h2sa.php.
Yeah.
So, if you're really interested in that, you do need your own web server running Windows with Apache Perl. I mean Active Perl. What do I know about
it? Just check it out. You'll see what you need.
You need to have complicated stuff. You need complicated stuff.
So, for those of you that have a site already.
If you think you got it, yeah, it's pretty intense.
Well, just the last one real quick here. Also, we got 360podcast.blogspot.com, which is a new podcast for the Xbox 360 specifically. This is headed up by King Hoodlum, one of the listeners to the show. And he needs a co-host and some staff for the 360 podcast. So check it out, guys. And if you want to join in,
it's good.
It looks like that is the end of this episode, guys. Wrapping things up. Thanks for listening, and we're going to be back shortly with another episode of Podtacular Tips to talk about all the stuff submitted, our own tips, some different things about how to improve your game, level up, and stay there. We'll call in with your voicemail at 206-888-HALO or email us at podtacular@gmail.com. Of course, our website is podtacular.com. And see you guys in a few days. Keep on fragging.
Keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say. Dun, 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 dun.